Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's this time. It's that time of night. I got to talk about Naturals Omega. Naturals Omega. Yo, is your hygiene up to par, man? Is the products that y'all using for your hygiene up to par? Do it got mercury in it? Do it got aluminum? Are you putting deodorant under your arms that's making you have cancer tumors? I'm talking about the men and the women. Yeah, men, y'all catching cancer, breast cancer from using deodorant. So are the women. Yo, it's no need for y'all to go through that anymore. Go check out NaturalsOmega.com. You can get deodorant and every other toothpaste, tooth powder, all these different things that y'all need for your hygienical needs. And not only is it going to keep you smelling fresh, it's also going to pull out those heavy metals, those toxins, those parasites out of your body and make you feel good, make you think correct. So check out Naturals Omega. Aight? Yeah, she got some shit for your pores, too. She got this lip scrub where it actually, you know, pulls off the dead skin cells and reactivates the live cells and helps them, you know, purify your body, make it nice and smooth, man. Like she used the lip scrub on her booty, man, and the booty's so soft, man. I can't keep my hands off the booty, man. NaturalsOmega.com. NaturalsOmega.com.
Yeah. Scoochie. What's up, baby? Yellow everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims. Yellow big booty. Yellow bones.
Yellow?
Yellow rounds. Yellow MPs. Yellow watch. Yellow charm ring. Chain. Yellow living room set. Lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My problem sitting on sixes, no 20s in my gun. Look at this more than I can, because it is a lemon. My wife from Georgia peaches, but you look more like a lemon. These sour apple bitter biscuits, I'm not with them. I'm truly stupid paid, that's just how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause codeine serums in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sixin' in a pipe, they're going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond bracelet, put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings, I wore yesterday. I'm pimpin' wearing Renan, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie.
If you ain't getting money when you call, you get the. She can't pick
pick up the phone. Your bro dad should leave a message. And my guess is if she never call, well, you get the message. You like what? You can't call nobody. I've been trying to find you like Waldo, shouted. She said she bought a paper, if it's there, she gon' get it. When the money gone, she gon' be the up gone with it. Hey, I mean, come on, she love Louis Vuitton. Yorkie in a speedy bag that she named Malone. Hair stay dead like she live in a salon. Her and money go hand in hand, yeah, like a baton. I swear on a stack of holy Bibles and Qurans, we could be the dream team, baby, Kobe and LeBron. Only if you go, I never do the bronze. Cause if you could have Beyonce, would you take the lounge?
Get busy when I'm not around you, I feel empty. But these bitches envy. Baby, I'm so sorry, it's too many. Forgive me.
Let these bitches go. love today.
It's working, my mama says she nervous. Yeah, sure, bitch, I just want a little mountain. The service, treat the pussy like a house. She want insurance, I'ma fuck her good one time. Let her unwind, she gon' tell me where to come at. I'ma comply, put my thumb up in her, yeah, yeah. She gon' jump high, I'ma fuck her like a madman. I ain't even mad, man, she gon' do her headstand. First time an ovation, she wrap my red flag. I call her rosation, she get the patty and a manicure. Natural beauty, I'ma call your mama Mother Nature. Under the cover, she knows who she like, the Undertaker. Girl, that's my pussy, she said daddy, that's an understatement. I got her leaking like a bootleg. She call me Tunchi when we fuck, she call me Tunchi.
I got up on my Birkin, it's working. She said she a virgin, it's hurting. She ain't never show me love, but my pocket's hurting. Now she see a nigga on, she fucking and slurping. And they see me putting on, and they got them nervous. We don't ever need a phone, I did it on purpose. And I used to play the block with the fiends, got some knots in my jeans. If a nigga too hot, we gon' pop for a scene. I'm coming strong, and they knew that. You ain't no competition, boy, don't think you wanna do that. You had that chance, but you blew that. Everybody asking who that. I'ma stay 10 toes, I'ma still go strong. I don't get these snakes, niggas, me just can't get along. Don't care enough to team in the forest, see me gone. Me and YZ up in Cali smoking, DT out the phone. 24 to finish long, I don't know what she on. But she has to spend the next and I'ma give her what she want. Fuck her one time, maybe two times, and she do fine. Make it full run, I'm in the stew, this my new grind. I'm cooking up and tryna lose time. I shoot it up, don't give a fuck, ain't tryna lose mine. Gang, gang. Promise I was only tryna maintain. Little GGSB, that's a gang gang. Ask about me, but they tell you how my name is. I know they go ahead, cause I'm up now. I'm at the point where I don't really give a fuck now. Be the gods, I'ma stay until they touch down. One day, everybody have a bust down. Don't scare no to me, in the forum, see me gone. Me and YZ up in Cali smoking, DC out the phone. 24 to finish long, I don't know what she on. If she has to spend the night, then I'ma give her what she want. Fuck her one time, maybe two times, if she too fine. Make it boom.
You to see that I'm trying. Ever since you left, the sun don't shine. Don't wanna lose you in this race against time. Hypnotized by your love, I'm blind. It's so hard to pay attention to the signs. Without you, feel like slowly I'm dying. Broken hearts can make a grown man cry. I was sitting there just thinking, in reality it hit me. Hope I feel your same pain whenever it's time to come and get me. Feel like I don't deserve you no more, but I want you to be with me. We done built a bond so strong, and from that love I know you miss me. Connected to your soul, I feel it when you hug and kiss me. Now your shoulder is so cold, and lately I've been feeling empty. I got caught up in this fame, and all these hoes, I let it tempt me. In that hotel room alone, remember I will hold you gently. Went on dates, we took some pictures, everything was moving quickly. Manipulated, I ain't think a new relationship within me, but I told you we can try it even though I know it's risky. My games with our emotions, swear this shit get kinda tricky. Girl, you got me losing my mind. I just want you to see that I'm trying. Ever since you left, the sun don't shine. Don't wanna lose you in this race against time. Hypnotized by your love, I'm blind. It's so hard to pay attention to the signs. Without you, feel like slowly I'm dying. Broken hearts can make a grown man cry. Keep on love pink, cause y'all like how them joggers fit her. Wondering how I'ma play it, it was hard to get her. So beautiful, I keep her smiling when I compliment her. If being as bad as a sin, I hope that God forgive her. Just had a son, I'm trying to be the perfect father figure. I kept you worried in them trenches, trying to dodge the killers. Trying to escape from this commitment made our problems bigger. It's hard to love with dysfunction, wish my size was thinner. Trying to forgive me in your thoughts, I hope your heart remember. Know it's gonna hurt to see another nigga bonding with her. Can't even look you in your eyes, cause I'm burning up with guilt for that one mama went too far. Now I fucked up what we built. Girl, you got me losing my mind. I just want you to see that I'm trying. Ever since you left, the sun don't shine. Don't wanna lose you in this race against time. Hypnotized by your love, I'm blind. It's so hard to pay attention to the signs. Without you, feel like slowly I'm dying. Broken hearts can make a grown man cry.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Let me start these lives up. Saying going live on YouTube, but it's still swirling. What is the deal? Yo, I'm trying to go live. They ain't let me go live. Oh, that's crazy. That is truly crazy. Yo, can y'all hear me on YouTube? Yo, I know y'all can hear me on the gram. Anyone that's on YouTube and you can't hear me, you're going to have to call into Blog Talk and just listen. They got me blocked, yo. They shut off Blog Talk too, and then I reconnected, but YouTube is not connecting. Yo, they really be wilding on a nigga. You know what I mean? They don't like what I be teaching. It's gonna fuck up their system. All right, hold on. Let me just come out of YouTube and then try again. I don't even know how to start it since it didn't stop. It didn't start, so I don't know how to even stop it. Yo, they be wilding on me, y'all. I just don't understand. I didn't say not one word tonight, and they won't let me go on to YouTube. If I can't get on YouTube, I'm going to switch to Facebook. You know what I mean? They be wilding. They don't like what I'm teaching, y'all. They know what I'm saying is true. They checked it out inside my computer. They don't want me to tell y'all the truth. They don't want y'all to have this remedy. But we're going to do what we do anyway. They could only slow me down. They can't stop me. You know what I mean? We don't let none of this get to us. This is why we got the private group, the Patreons and all that. They can't stop it all. They could slow us down. They can't stop it all. Let me try it again. Go live. Nope. Just spinning. They won't let me go live. I ain't getting no warning saying that they put me on pause or nothing. But I didn't say shit to get me put on pause. This is what they do. I'm going to log into Facebook. Let's see if we can get on Facebook. This is why I keep so many of these streams going at one time, because this is what they do to me. I don't see them doing it to no one else. And it's Consultation Wednesday. So even if I get on, y'all are going to have to call in to get on with, I'm just going to go live on Facebook. What? I am live on Facebook. So if y'all want to look at the boy, y'all can. I am live on Facebook. All right. With that being said, I'm going to start some trouble just off the rip. For all of y'all that didn't get that workshop and y'all want to get the IRS out of your pocket when it comes to working, go to jonahbay.com and pick up the W4T, getting the money back from the IRS workshop. Y'all need that. That's part one. Part two will be me showing you how to get every dime you ever paid into IRS back. And then part three is going to be showing y'all how to discharge everything. So the next two webinars plus this one, the W4T, getting your money back from the IRS workshop, y'all got to get. Y'all got to get. You know what I mean? Tell you the truth, once I do these three, it won't be no reason for me to even teach no more. I'm still going to be teaching, though. Mad things we need to know and the whole nine. So pick that up from jonahbay.com. Anyway, it's Consultation Wednesday. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about 12 USC 348. And this law right here, we clicked on one of them blue laws in 12 USC 412. So just to let y'all know, I'm going to put it in the chat. Hold on. That's the law I'm going to be reading from. All right. Now let's get to it. 12 U.S.C. 348, discounts of obligations given for agriculture purposes or based upon livestock, collateral security for Federal Reserve notes. All right. Upon the endorsement of any of its member banks, which shall be deemed a waiver of demand, notice of protest, and such bank as it is own endorsement exclusively, any Federal Reserve Bank may, subject to regulations and limitations, be prescribed by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, discount notes, drafts, and bills of exchange, issued or drawn for an agricultural purpose or based upon livestock, or having a maturity at the time of discount, exclusive of days and grace, not exceeding 9 months. Dun, dun, dun. What are they talking about? Well, number one, agricultural purpose. They got y'all listed in the Department of Agriculture, your corporation called the Straw Man. And they have it as livestock in the Department of Agriculture. You, right? And the grace period is 9 months. That's you again, because 9 months for you to be born. Right? So they're literally talking about you, but people don't even know it. But let me go on. Not exceeding 9 months, and such notes, drafts, and bills of exchange may be offered as collateral security for the issuance of Federal Reserve notes under the provision of Section 16 of this Act. So they basically saying, when they handed the birth certificate, the state gave it to the Fed, they were issued Federal Reserve notes right off the rip for that birth certificate. All right, let's go on. Provided that notes, drafts, and bills of exchange with maturities in the excess of 6 months shall not be eligible as a basis for issuance of Federal Reserve notes. Notes unless secured by a warehouse receipt or other such negotiable documents conveying and securing title to readily marketable staple agricultural products or by chattel mortgage upon livestock is being fattened for the market. Right? So, esoterically, they 100% talking about you. And that's why it was connected to 12 USC 412. So now we're going to go into 349. We just read 12 USC 348. We're going to read 12 USC 349. Read discount for intermediate credit banks of obligations given for agricultural purposes. Discounts of notes made pursuant to Section 1031. All right? Any Federal Reserve Bank may, subject to regulations and limitations to be prescribed by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, rediscount such notes, drafts, bills mentioned in Section 348 of this title. For any Federal Intermediate Credit Bank, except that no Federal Reserve Bank shall rediscount for a Federal Intermediary Credit Bank any such note or obligation which bears the endorsement of non-member state bank or trust company, which is eligible for membership in the Federal Reserve System in accordance with Subtractor 8 of this chapter. Any Federal Reserve Bank may also, subject to regulations and limitations, be prescribed by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, discount notes payable and bearing the endorsement of any Federal Intermediate Credit Bank covering loans or advances made by such bank pursuant to provision 1031 of this title, may have the maturities at the time of discount of not more than 9 months, exclusively of the days of grace, in which secured by notes, drafts, bills of exchange, eligible and rediscounted by Federal Reserve Banks. So, in a nutshell, they're telling you how they're moving with the birth certificate and all the other notes and stuff that you're doing, and they're selling it at a discount and selling it to many banks, credit unions, and everything else. As far as when it comes to, you know, say, for instance, you got an IRA account and all that, they're selling and trading those notes to each other. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind. I want y'all to study these laws because it goes with the next two classes I'm going to show y'all. But with that being said, let me go to the call line. I'm going to 303-669. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay, the Honorable Jonah Bay. I want to usher that in for the God, all the great work you're doing.
Appreciate it, God. What's going on with you tonight?
Yes, sir. Not much, man. I ain't going to lie. I tried to peel through these laws like you taught us, but just somehow when you read it and you throw that esoteric spin on it, like that 9 months went right over my fucking head.
Yo,
and when you broke that down,
that's why I read it to you and then explain it so you can see what I see. And then when I say it, all of a sudden you can see it too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's right. Giving birth after 9 months, because that's a hell of a number just to choose out the sky like nine, you know.
Right.
Damn, that shit giving birth. I'm like, goddamn. But, man, but that's why I read it, but I always wait for you to get a drop on it, man, because you got to, you could just see it so fucking crystal clear as bananas, man. Like, so props, man. Props all day on that, man. But this shit is wild right here.
Those two joints literally telling you how they doing the instruments when you're born. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they hating on you right away, so you know you're getting deep. They ain't even letting you go live and shit. So, you know, another clue.
Yo,
But
that's why I prepared for them to do this, because I already know what's going to happen. And this is why I'm on so many platforms, and I'm about to go wide open on TikTok too, you know, just in case. You know, we got the private build going, you know what I mean? We got the what's the name going? What's the joint?
Patreon.
Not Patreon, the joint we just talk on. Damn, how come I always forget the name of that shit? Telegram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got Telegram. Yeah.
Oh, I said Telegram already? Yeah. I'm on Telegram. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I'm going to be on TikTok. I got to go everywhere because, like I said, they be interrupting with my feed, so y'all can't hear me. Because the truth is, I'm the only one that's giving y'all all the fucking laws. So you know when I say it, I'm not making it up. I didn't make up those two laws that told you what they do with birth certificates.
At all. And give the breakdowns.
I didn't make up that it's 9 months. You got to get that money in 9 months. I didn't say that. The law said that.
You know? Yep. And also private builds, too. Forgot to add that in. You do the private builds Sunday, Tuesday.
You know what I mean? So I do all of that now. So I'm working almost every day of the week. But I do all of that because I know they be interrupting my shows. They do it on Blog Talk. They do it on Facebook. They do. Last week I couldn't get on Facebook. This week I can't get on YouTube, but I can get on Facebook. You know what I mean? They're not gonna just let me keep on teaching y'all this shit outright in the public. That's why I got so many private things going on in the background. And lo and behold, we have a whole nother website and all of that as backups, and shut shit down. We move to the other one. You know what I mean?
Yep. Get ready. You don't have to be ready. You don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? So know thy enemy and know thyself. Shit. But straight up. I do got a question for you, G, along the line.
Why did Shadow ban me, though?
Because the truth, so, man, I don't know why you keep saying that like you don't know.
Why me? It's because
you be acting naive as hell.
The shit I do work, get y'all remedy. The shit I do is based on constitution and laws. It works. That's why they shadow ban me.
Yeah, you know. You got a good player, you got to double team him, triple team him, try to break his leg, do something, get that motherfucker out the game, shit. But, you know, but that's only when you the star, you know what I'm saying? So,
fact.
How that go.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
We ain't got that much time left. I got to run through these questions. I got quite a few hands up. What's going on with you? What you got to talk about real quick?
All right. I'm going to just dive in real quick. I only have one for you. All right. Along the lines of the 99 EIN. I got one in the elite.
That's all the questions I'm getting. What up?
All right, so it's quick. But I got one. I have one from back in the day. I got one from 2017 in the Enligas. It's a general partnership, so I put it in.
You put it what?
Go ahead.
They only go
under general partnership.
Oh, you made it a general partnership? they're still only going to give you one for that name.
Did that you was try, my other question.
Did you even try to get a 99 with the name again? Try it and see if they'll let you make it into a trust. But they're probably only going to give you that one. You're going to have to rock it. Do everything else I told you in that workshop and leave the entity the way it is. But it's going to be harder for you to open up your bank account and do business, but you can still make the Express Trust own it and still give them that number instead of, you know, a social.
My question, though, was this, D. I got it, like, say it like this. I got it under Jonah Scott. Could I get one under Jonah John Scott?
Yeah, you could try that. Go try that.
Okay, okay. All right, my big dog, I ain't going to chew up the clock. The Honorable Jonah Bay, peace to the God, man.
All right, peace. All right, 786-878. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. Yeah, I got a question about the 99. I got a question about the 99.
I know you do.
Okay. I was able to switch my phone over to the under the 99. I was able to do that with T-Mobile. So I got that down. So now what I wanted to know was okay, as far as opening up a bank account, when we open up the bank account with the 99, are we still doing a 1-in-3 for the before we do the application?
You won't need to.
What you say, Jonah?
You won't need to when I teach the next two classes.
Okay, so should I? So don't open the bank account yet, or no? Like
you can open a bank account.
Okay. All right. So that's what I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out if I should open up a bank account or not, but
yeah,
okay, next two classes.
Open up the bank account.
Okay, all right, bet. All right, thank you,
Peace. All right, 314-203, peace to the God, peace.
Peace to the God. Peace, God. I have two quick questions.
Okay.
I get the Sunday bill. I never get the Tuesday bill notification. What can I do about that?
When you get in the Sunday bill, you tell Shaka in them that.
Okay, cool. And my second question is, the W4T, I did the workshop, and it took me a few days to come back at it and do the code and all this stuff like that. Do I see your email after I paid the additional 25 to get the W4T rest of the information?
All of that comes with the webinar when you get it.
But it never got sent. It never came. After I paid the 25.
Okay,
plus,
send
I never
me.
Received,
you never see received the template.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, write me in my email, jonahbay@gmail.com, and show me your receipt for the 25, and tell me what your issue is, and I'll get to you. I'm gonna remember this conversation anyway.
Okay, peace, God. Appreciate it. I'm not gonna hold the line.
All right, peace. I'm going 408-761. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, God. I have a question, Jonah. Going into court for free, the affidavit, because I'm ready to go to child support. I'm going to go turn everything tomorrow. Going into court for free, do I just notarize it and give it to them at the same time that I place in the child support injunction and rebuttal?
Yep.
Nice. Okay, that's the only thing that I needed.
All right, then. Peace. Good
luck. All right, thanks. Peace, God. Thanks, Father.
I'm going 619-918. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
What up, God?
All right. Yeah, I have a quick question. I talked to you a couple of months ago. I went to Texas. Like you said, all the laws are for women. I beat her in the trial. They were just slamming on my ex-wife. And the court was actually in Texas, but we're actually in California.
Okay, right.
So now, yesterday, they made a decision. They made a decision that she gets to keep the kids. I don't pay child support. But then it's why would they give her? I'm trying to do a what's that thing called? I'm trying to do a appeal, so I can get my kids. Cause I showed evidence where she was beating on my son, and then the school actually even called me on one of my children's CPS got involved 2 weeks ago, and this is after we had that hearing. So I'm trying to see what can I do to get my kids and file an appeal.
Do your appeal. Do an affidavit of truth stating what just happened, and good luck. I really don't get involved with custody of the kids.
Yeah.
Because normally what happens is, and it happened for me this way, normally when you cut off the child support, then she a lot of times they don't want the kid. Or they'd be like, have the kid come live with the father, and you get to keep them forevermore. But for me to give the fight for custody, I would have to give them jurisdiction, and I teach y'all not to give them jurisdiction.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, well, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Another person won, no child support.
Yeah, right there. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonah. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And
this is why they block me. Testimonies of people doing what I teach them, and they getting their results happens all day, every day. I don't even count them no more because it comes in too often. This is why they block me. This is what the law does. It gets you remedy. All right, I'm going to 470-261. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah.
Peace, God.
I just had, well, 2-1, I didn't get my templates for the last thing, too, so the same thing, send you shoot your email?
Yes, sir. And then now, with you saying that, too, I got to ask my son, did he have the template for it? I'm going to check with him and make sure he has it. But here's the thing. How hard is it for y'all to Google form W4T?
It's not the one I got though. It got writing on it. It's you know what I'm saying. It's not the blank where you filling it out. It got like this pre written words on it already. Like it's been.
Let me check it out.
Let's see if I can.
I don't know if mine too. Hold on.
Like you say, it tell you enter. It got enter month, year where it go at. They got those type or print name here.
Yeah.
Like you got that.
Let me look at my W4T. But I'll definitely give it. Okay. My son got shit in there, but it's blank for the most part.
Okay.
I'll get London to work on that ASAP for you. All of y'all. All
right. Cool, cool. And then I got an
email too.
Okay. Okay. Cool, cool. So now this W4T, this not to get rid of like if you got a job up under the straw man using the social. This ain't going to get rid of Medicaid and social taxes, right? Just all the other ones.
That's a great question. I believe it can get rid of all of it.
Okay. I'm going to try it. Because, see, I did the tax injunction. So, you know, Georgia got state taxes, but on my check, it say blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't take out nothing but Social Security and Medicaid. So that's all I was asking about that.
I try to tell people they got to do, if they want to do all three that I'm doing this summer and get totally relieved from all taxes, they need to do their tax injunction. They need to do the W4T workshop and the next two workshops I have. You know what I mean? And y'all going to be, and then when I bring y'all the tax ID, y'all ain't getting no taxes. Y'all going back to being, one of the Israelites or one or more that's under Islam.
Right.
Don't pay taxes at all. So I'm getting all the credentials to be paying no taxes like an Indian. An Indian shall not be taxed. That's the goal.
Right.
Then when you are not being taxed no more, you're not a slave.
All right,
it's
cool.
Freedom.
I'm locked in. I'm locked in, ready for him then.
Yes.
All right, Pete, that's all I have. I ain't going to hold the line.
All right, peace, God. Someone at Alcrew215, can I file a SS4 for the straw man name on that 86 or 99 number as an unincorporated? Why would you do it? No. Follow the instructions I showed you in the W4T workshop. Don't deviate. Oh, my God, man. Now you got me playing. I got to play Dan Pinner. What the fuck the matter with y'all? Why do y'all always want to change shit instead of doing what you're told and you didn't do no research? That type of shit just burns my ass. Why does it burn my ass? Because you don't know what you're doing. What am I supposed to do now? I'm supposed to go research what you're trying to do? It don't work that way, homeboy. I researched what I researched, and I showed you what I showed you. I showed the Lord that said it. Do that. Stop trying to make up your own shit. I just don't understand why melanated people always got to try to do their own shit. This is why y'all stay poor. This is why y'all don't succeed at shit. You know what I mean? A motherfucker rich telling you what to do, and yet y'all still want to do what y'all want to do. You know what I mean? That shit don't make no goddamn going sense. So here it is, Dan Pinner.
Matthew and I were discussing some of the things about why you've discounted on a subconscious level some of the things that have happened, because absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. And he said something very profound for an Australian. This is heavy duty shit. But he said, I decided to do it, even though it was stupid, I decided to do it. Stupid meaning the follow the process to an intellectually bright guy who's an engineer. And see, you won't. You'll figure out a better way. And he followed the stupid process that works and has been working for 45 years, 20-some years before when I was doing it. And 22 years since I've been coaching. And he called it. He wasn't trying to be insulting or anything. He says, I just decided to follow this, you know. How did you say it?
Instead of trying to be smart, I would just try to be stupid, shut that part off of my brain, and just do it.
And what happens? He did it. And that's why it's hard for the YouTubers and all the other... Because you can't dumb down. You will not believe that it's easy. You won't. But he put it very succinctly. He just dumbed down and shut off that part of his brain and just followed the steps. You don't need fucking case studies. You have a fucking template. You have a motherfucking script that a fucking monkey can read. That Alex wants a fucking case study because he wants to know the shit behind it, because he's stupid. And that's why he's fucking poor. You don't need any motherfucking case studies. How many fucking times do I have to say? You have the fucking script. I said don't change a fucking word on the script. Not a comma. If it's got misspelled fucking words, send it out misspelled. The last thing you fucking need is a fucking case study. This is why you're fucking poor. This is why the cocksuckers watching this on YouTube are so fucking poor.
I'm not the only one who says these things. Listen, do what you're told so you don't have to be poor. Follow the script. If it's misspelled, send it out. Follow the script. If it's working, do what the fuck You were told it works. It's by law. Someone asked me, you're not paying taxes, how do you buy a home? Easy. First of all, if you was in that webinar, I'm showing you how to actually do business in the name that your mama gave you. It's a business. You're building, if you was in that workshop, I showed you how to build a perfect 85 paydex score. An 85 paydex score is the same as having an 850 regular credit score. It's perfect. You can buy houses easier than individuals. You feel me? So that's what you got to do to go buy a house. You should have never been buying houses in your personal anyway. But that's how you're going to do it. And they have something called stated loans. That means you can show how much money you got coming in to get a loan. You don't have to show taxes and all that. Talk to a realtor and she'll give you all the other options that there is to buy homes. All right, let me get another question down. I'm going to 616-466. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
Peace, God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm calling in, man, because, okay, first of all, I own a house,
mm-hmm.
but I'm on SSI, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got on SSI before I started working or whatever, and then I got fired from my job. I got fired from about three or four jobs, but anyway. Now I, you know, they send me a big fat check. They overpaid me. Well, excuse me. They didn't overpay me. They paid me back pay after I had got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn around and they say that they overpaid me and they trying to get their money back now. Okay. And I haven't filed no taxes or anything. They saying I owe them like $5,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I listened to Huh?
They sent the bill?
Did they send me a bill?
Yeah,
they sent me a bill. Yeah. Yes,
make sure you keep that bill and don't lose that bill. The next two seminars will show you how to handle that.
Okay, the other question that I had is, okay, say for instance, if I discharge, my status ain't all the way right, you know what I'm saying? But I'm working on it. You know, I've been attending the build, the Sunday build. Now, the other question that I had is, if I discharge the mortgage, okay, will they cut me off? Will they cut me off for having an asset, which is a house?
Will they cut you off for SSI?
Yeah. Will they cut me off SSI for having an asset?
Bro, when you learn the next two seminars, and if you do it correct, you won't need SSI. You'll be rich.
Okay. Well, I yield. Okay.
All right
then. Thank you. Peace to the God.
Peace to God. 904-563. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God, Jonah Bay.
What up, God?
Ali.
So what's going on with you tonight? What you got for
brother,
me?
Brother, I'm just going to ask for your guys. I'm glad you're talking about houses. And it sounds like when you was mentioning the 12 UAC,
mm-hmm.
that was like creating that omnibus, correct?
Yep.
All right, that's what it sounded like. All right.
That's exactly what they were doing, is creating omnibus, looping all them shits together.
Yeah, I was wondering why they didn't put the word fat in blue so we can kick in it and see what it means.
They don't want to make it too easy for us, you know what I mean?
Right. But I was going to ask God, and I think you just answered it. When trying to buy a home, I know you need to capture that FHA loan to lay the fight, but it sounds like now you're saying, or always been saying, get it in your name, but under that different number. Am I right?
Yes. All right, perfect example. I believe in taking the path of least resistance, right?
Right.
With the two new webinars that I'm going to do coming up this year, I would buy the house as the straw man.
Oh. Okay. Say no more.
I would get used to the straw man doing, getting everything in the public with credit because there's a method to my madness.
I got you.
What difference does it make if you can discharge it all simple and easy?
I got you. That's why I asked.
Everything else would be owned by trust or corporation. The only time a straw man would come out is just to get something on credit, just so I could discharge it. You know what I mean?
I got you. You're using him as your product.
Yes. Yes. All right, that's our show for the day. Wonderful talking to you, bro.
All right, brother. Have a blessed one. Thanks again.
That's our show. I'll talk to you again next week. For all the other people, share. I think we got a telegram or something one more time this week. If y'all want to be down with the private class, send an email to jonahbay@gmail.com. Put private build. And we'll get you into the private classes. Peace. I'm out of here.